Greetings, I'm Pastor Neil Wemus. The New Testament reading for today is from John 5:19-29. So Jesus said to them, "Truly, truly, I say to you, the Son can do nothing of his own accord, but only what he sees the Father doing. For whatever the Father does, that the Son does likewise. For the Father loves the Son and shows him all that he himself is doing. And greater works than these will he show him, so that you may marvel. For as the Father raises the dead and gives them life, so also the Son gives life to whom he will. For the Father judges no one, but has given all judgment to the Son, that all may honor the Son just as they honor the Father. Whoever does not honor the Son does not honor the Father who sent him. Truly, truly, I say to you, whoever hears my word and believes him who sent me has eternal life. He does not come into judgment, but has passed from death to life. Truly, truly, I say to you, an hour is coming and is now here, when the dead will hear the voice of the Son of God, and those who hear will live. For as the Father has life in himself, so he has granted the Son also to have life in himself. Do not marvel at this, for an hour is coming when all who are in the tombs will hear his voice and come out, and those who have done good to the resurrection of life, and those who have done evil to the resurrection of judgment. O Lord, have mercy on us. Thanks be to God. In many and various ways God spoke to his people of old by the prophets, but now, in these last days, he has spoken to us by his Son. Many of you probably watch movies or TV shows, and there's a common tactic in a show or a movie where they say something or they show something that points forward to what's going to happen. For example, I remember a TV show in the very first episode of the new season. One of the main character said to another, "Wouldn't you wonder what it would be like if we went toe to toe?" Well, of course, the last episode of the season was just that. These two main characters in a conflict, in a fight. We call that foreshadowing. Well, foreshadowing, or types and shadows, you can find them all over the scriptures. And here, in John chapter 5, you read it. Verse 25, I read it again. "I say to you, an hour is coming and is now here when the dead will hear the voice of the Son of God, and those who hear will live." Well, you only have to go a few chapters and you read about the story of a man named Lazarus, a dear friend of Jesus who had died. And he had been in the tomb for so long that the King James Version said that he stinketh. In fact, many of you will hear this very account in the gospel lesson during the season of Lent. So Jesus came to the tomb and he said, "Lazarus, come out." And Lazarus, the dead man, emerged from the tomb, risen, alive, just as Jesus said would happen. In John 5, verse 25. But see, this isn't just a shadow of what would happen in the scriptures, because there's multiple resurrection accounts. Multiple people were raised from the dead by Jesus, and even his disciples, his followers, his apostles. But it's also speaking to another future event. Because it's no secret, we live in the valley of the shadow of death, as the psalmist says. We are surrounded by death. And the reality is one day, unless Jesus returns first, we will one day die. As a pastor, I've been a part of many funerals. And one of the things I tend to remind our members is that place, that cemetery, what it actually means. The word cemetery is derived from a Latin word that literally means resting place. We call it this because, as a Christian, medically, yes, we die. But in reality, as a child of God, as one who is in Christ, death is but a slumber. Which is why I kind of refer to a cemetery as a sort of a slumber party. I think back to when I was a child, when I was younger, and I'd go to my friends for their birthday parties, and, you know, we'd be sleeping late into the morning, and the mom would come in and say, "Hey, it's time to go! Time to wake up!" And we'd start to get ready, and we'd make our way over to Chuck E. Cheese or whatever, and celebrate the birthday. Well, the day is going to come that Jesus is going to come to every cemetery. All of that slumber party, or place of slumber, place of rest. And he's going to say their names of each and every one of them. He'll say Bob, Phil, Sandy, Sarah, John, whatever the name may be. He will say the name of those who confessed him as Lord in this life, those who believed him to be the Christ. And they will hear the voice of their shepherd, the voice of the Son of God, the voice of their Lord, and they will answer. They will obey. And they will rise up. They will wake up. Not to go to Chuck E. Cheese, of course, but to go to the marriage feast of the Lamb and his victory, which has no end. Till that day comes, to God be all glory. Amen. Let us pray. Lord God, Heavenly Father, you sent Onesimus back to Philemon as a brother in Christ, freeing him from his slavery to sin through the preaching of the Apostle Paul. Cleanse the depths of sin within our souls and bid resentment cease for past offenses, that by your mercy we may be reconciled to our brothers and sisters and our lives will reflect your peace. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen.